Mobile app scams have cost customers $60 million in losses the first half of this year. Find out how to keep your money safe. That's what we're going to be talking about this morning. And there have been several recent news stories about scammers stealing money from people using Zelle. How are scammers stealing? How's that happening, Janai?
So, Ricky, I'm so happy we're talking about this. You're right. There have been several news stories lately. And what's happening is scammers have been reaching out to people either via text or cell phone. And they're saying, hey, wait a minute. Your bank is getting ready to close your account. Or people have been actually getting phone calls, and it looks like it's coming directly from their bank. And someone very nice and professional is getting on the phone and saying, hey, did you do this transfer? And of course, it's not a transfer that you've done or authorized. And then they're encouraging you to do a transfer. So this is happening like crazy right now. Like you said, over $60 million in losses just the first half of this year. So it's really, really important that you always remember your bank is never going to text you. They're not going to cold call you and ask you to transfer any money. If you're getting any of these phone calls, do me a favor, hang up, pull your debit card out, your credit card out, call that 1-800 number on the back of your card, and you call your bank directly. That way you'll make sure that there's not any craziness going on.
Oh my
well, what
God.
Do you do, Janai, if someone has already been a victim of fraud, so they didn't know to call the number on the bank, they gave their bank information, what can they do to get their money back?
Okay, Eva, there's a few steps that people can take. Number one, you want to contact your bank as soon as you find out about the fraud. You typically have up to 60 days to report fraud to your bank. So it's really important that you want to review all your bank and credit card activity at least monthly. Now, Eva, if this is a Zelle fraud transaction, you can also report that fraud at ZellePay.com. Again, ZellePay.com. And the third step, which is really, really important that most people forget, is you've got to file a police report if you've been a victim of fraud. So please call your local police office. Make sure you go down there, or you can do the report over the phone. But you definitely want to get that fraud report filed with the police department.
So you got to file a police report if they stole from Zelle?
Absolutely. You need to. You definitely need to. Whether it's Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, or any other bank fraud transactions, Gary, that you have with your bank, you definitely always want to file a police report.
Because I use Zelle a lot. I didn't know they were stealing through Zelle. That make me nervous now.
Listen, but we can talk about what you can do, though, to protect yourself for sure.
There you go. How can we prevent any of this from even happening?
Okay, so for those of y'all who love Venmo, there's a couple things that you can do to protect yourself. Number one, always when using Venmo, make your transactions private versus public. Number two, Venmo has a purchase protection program. So that way the seller has to pay an additional fee to keep you protected as the buyer if you're buying any goods or services. And then the last thing that you can do, Rocky, which is very helpful, is what a lot of us don't think about. We all can have a separate bank account that we use only for these transactions, whether it's Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle. So many banks have free bank accounts now. You can do an online bank account with like Ally, Capital One, or Chime, or Discover. But have a bank account only for these electronic transfers and don't have it connected to any of your other accounts. That way we can keep ourselves protected.
Now, Janai, is there any other scams out there that we should know about?
Well, there's several other scams going on, particularly this type of year. You're going to hear a lot of charity scams right now, people reaching out for you to give donations for specific charities. Obviously, a lot of fraud related to all this bank stuff. People, you got to be really, really careful. So be smart, move slow. If it doesn't feel right, please don't do it.